You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, indeed, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Tuesday, 2:06, almost 2:07 PM. But going back to my opening piece, the thing I said about the fact that the SCOTUS decision, the Supreme Court of the United States, the story inside the story, this is big doings. And so by now you've likely heard about the inexplicable mix of joy and anger coming from the Supreme Court's recent news, all right? It just depends on which side of the polarizing abortion issue that you're on as to whether you're the one experiencing the deep and abiding elation or the epic levels of angst. But to be honest, there's kind of an odd mix. I mean, very odd. Me personally, I'm elated to think that we may be on the brink of seeing the abortion industry dealt a blow from which it may not recover. What an amazing thing to think that in my own lifetime, I saw the enactment of Roe v. Wade and its abolition of states' rights in the question of life, and, very likely now, the reversal of that most landmark of all decisions to afford life to the unborn in every state that chooses to enshrine that life as a sacred thing. So yes, in that regard, I join the millions of Americans that are waiting to see if the Roe decision is going to be officially reversed. With regard to that part of the SCOTUS issue, the angst is heavy, even palpable on the left side of the political spectrum, so much so that barricades have now been put around the Supreme Court building last night, and crowds are already forming. But the opposite is true for the manner and means by which we got the information. Because keep in mind, this has not officially happened. The actual circumstance that occurred last night that is generating all of this emotion was a leaked copy of a draft opinion that made it out of the Supreme Court's hallowed and allegedly leak-resistant walls to a left-wing news outlet, Politico. This is not just a breakdown in the good order and discipline of one of the three branches of government. This is a potential breakdown in law and order. These rulings are sacrosanct in their formation, and regardless of the fact that I'm rejoicing over what appears to be an upcoming potential victory in the opinion of the court, I am equally disturbed by the breach of confidentiality. Let me tell you something. I understand the value of confidentiality and the security required to process matters of great importance, to include matters of national importance. When I was in the service, I had an extremely high security clearance. When I worked in the Pentagon, I was required to attend training and sign documents that allowed me to work on certain matters, and it was called being read on. Meaning that I was now read on to the details and the gravity involved with maintaining the sanctity of the projects I was working. When my tour inside the Beltway was complete, I was read off, meaning that I was disavowed of any further opportunity to interact with that project. The lady who actually conducted my read-off ended our time by saying, "If you ever write a book, we have to read it first." Well, okay. It's like that scene from the old weird movie from the late 90s with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. You may have seen it. It's called Fight Club. I don't care for it in general. The movie didn't really strike me as one that I want to see twice. But there was one line in it that became part of our pop culture. You may remember this. Quote, "The first rule of Fight Club is no one talks about Fight Club." Well, supposedly, the first rule of working for the Supreme Court of the United States is that no one talks about the opinions of the justices except for the justices themselves. There's no law clerk whose name is signed to the opinions rendered by the High Court. There's no secretary, staff attorney, or custodian of records whose reputation or concurrence or dissent or authorship is ever attached to a Supreme Court ruling. There is no one else on the staff of the entire SCOTUS who was required to be vetted, nominated, and confirmed by the executive and legislative branches of government, except for the 9 men and women clothed in black robes. This is the way of things, and this is actually the law. Speculation abounds, though, about how and why this occurred. Just before the show today, Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed that the leaked draft document was in fact real and that he is initiating an investigation. Somewhere, somehow, some way, the processes of justice were compromised and someone needs to be held accountable. If they are an attorney, their law career should be ended immediately. And truthfully, this likely constitutes a federal felony-level indictment for theft of government property. Well, speculation also abounds right now as to why this occurred. And don't for a second confuse this with some kind of a whistleblower activity, someone who's shielded because he exposed something kind of in the form of corruption of some kind. Quite the contrary. For what it appears, this decision was being made thoughtfully and deliberately and in accordance with the law and the tenets of professionalism required for the judicial process. But it was leaked nonetheless. The fact that it's an opinion that enrages the political left likely means the leaker was acting out of political and or ideological sentiment. The only other grounds would be for financial gain, as if and they got paid big bucks by Politico to give them the illicit document for a scoop. But since Politico can't sacrifice its protections under the freedoms of the press by having funds traced back to it for the purchase of stolen property, then I'm going to go ahead and hazard the guess that the political ideological grounds for doing this is likely the source of the motivation. The leaker, the thief, if you will, very likely gained access and gave away confidentiality for the sole purpose of trying to inflame the left. Just prior to the primary season, just months before critical midterm elections, this person likely saw a means to galvanize the otherwise discouraged political left, re-engage with political moderates, and try to alienate the political right. There is some speculation the motivation was also wrapped up in the hope that crowds of angry protesters at the front steps of the Supreme Court might sway one or two of the justices to change their votes. I don't think so. If the thief thought that, then they are likely even less mature than their illicit actions seem to portray. In fact, I would bet the justices are now going to dig in and stand by their opinion, especially given that Chief Justice Roberts just confirmed the authenticity of the document. No, this was a criminal act, and it was done for partisan reasons. Someone decided to talk about Fight Club to people who aren't supposed to talk about Fight Club. We need to restore the sanctity of the court. We need to have bipartisan agreement that what happens inside that building can only work if politics and sticky fingers and loose lips stay outside the walls. This is serious business, y'all. And the left seems intent on tearing down and smashing anything and everything that challenges their ability to get their way. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm serious when I say this is a big, hairy deal. I mean, last night the headlines were coming out. My first thought was they rendered their decision. Then I realized they haven't rendered their decision. Well, then how do we know this? Yeah. Criminal activity within what is considered to be the last most sacred place in D.C. that doesn't leak, just leaked. All right, folks, more of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.